On the 25th of February, a Loyalist Lovers the Parade was planned to take place on O'Connor Street. I went along on a day to talk to protesters like Republican Sinn Féin's Des Dalton.
And I'd just like to ask why you're here today and why you're out this morning protesting.
Well, we've three basic reasons for being here. Number one, the group Fair and Willie Fraser and the people who have organised this march are attempting to portray this as some that the Loyalist community somehow or another have a monopoly on suffering. We would say that the facts belie this. I think the people that Willie Fraser represents and the political groups that he is giving voice to have murdered 1,000 innocent, uninvolved nationalists over the last 35 to 40 years as a matter of policy. And that's the kind of political ideology that's been represented by this march today. This march is basically, it's an exercise in triumphalism.
Later on that day, I spoke to an ordinary Dubliner who was in the past a victim of Loyalist terrorism.
This is a Loyalist organisation. Yeah. This is a Loyalist organised event in Dublin. Yeah. The last time they organised an event in Dublin, they were driving car bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same people. They pay tribute on their website. It's an absolute disgrace. Okay. And that the Gardaí are facilitating in the manner that they are is an insult to the taxpayers of this state.
And what age were you when you were hurt?
That's my early teens.
Were you?
Yeah. Don't look at the half wheel, you have no hair.
What happened to your
shoulder? I was just thrown to the ground. But the reality is, how 2 minutes either way. I mean, let's be very clear on this. Yeah. I'm no different than anybody else. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, people have suffered a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
And the suffering doesn't belong to anybody. Nobody has a monopoly on suffering.
No.
And nobody has a monopoly on inflicting.
Sure.
But the reality is, the bombers we're talking about in Dublin were organised and facilitated by the British government.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the reality. This information has come out.
Yeah.
But the most Dublin people don't know this because elements within the media, I may not necessarily include yourself, I may include yourself, are compliant to going to these little press conferences, being handed your statements and taking them and carrying them as you've been handed them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're getting the right champagne and the right meal.
Sure.
Tensions began to rise as the Gardaí moved in to try and break up the counter demonstrations at the Parnell Monument.
I mean, I'm sure we get, so you hear in the background some party tunes breaking up, beginning to warm up. These are bands. Have a look at the emblems on the drums.
Yeah.
These people, this is Armagh.
Yeah.
This is the area where Billy Whitten people like these went on a slaughtering campaign of Catholics, of innocent Catholics, because of their religion, not with a reason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody has a monopoly, as I say, on suffering or inflicted. But these people are coming down here, it's co-training.
Yeah, yeah.
It's triumphalism, it's singularism, it's just what it is. We're running in people's faces.
Yeah.
Way O'Connell Street.
Mm-hmm.
The British, go to Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to London.
Yeah.
Lots of cities.
Yeah.
Go to the new city in Lisbon.
Yeah.
Go to the city in Newry. Go to Belfast. We come to Dublin. Maliciously and deliberately confrontation.
By 11:15, a very large crowd of Republicans had gathered at the Parnell Monument and the central shop opposite. Meanwhile, on O'Connell Street, workers had downed tools and left shovels, axes and bricks in plentiful supply. The scene was set for the heavy rioting which would follow.
Royal police have now moved in the centre and protesters up against the wall. Loyalists at the top of the road. It's going to be fucking right.
All the time off around the corner there. Just 100 yards around the corner, the bomb pan out, so he went off.
You're letting Shankill butchers fucking do us again.
Many feel the Garda response on the day was inadequate. Some Gardaí were overheard joking about the riots.
At least not dry. At least not pissing rain. Top of everybody else, you know.
Nice day for a riot.
Just, yeah, well, I mean, you want to pick a day weather-wise, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay,
lot.
That's, yeah.
As the rioting intensified along O'Connor Street, Gardaí forced me towards the Garden of Remembrance, where I witnessed an elderly man in crutches being manhandled by the Gardaí as he refused to move from the centre of the road.
Hey, he's in fucking crutches.
Shake it, come on.
He's in crutches.
Relax. We live back there, please, sir.
We live around the corner.
No, whatever way I like.
As widespread rioting broke out across the city, members of the Lovers to Parade were forced to get back on their buses and return home, though a small tokenistic protest took place outside the door.